Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. What's happening? Welcome in. It is a funky flashback Friday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker along with Brian, don't you know, filling in for Chris Broussard. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live!
Thank you, Bill. We will do it live. And oh, what a show we have for you. Olden Polynes coming in the second hour, the former NBA vet. And, of course, our Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. So we'll check in with him. Also, Daniel Kelly, a former NFL scout with the Jets and an author. He'll join us in the third hour. So much to do, so little time on this funky flashback Friday. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew before we get started here. Rob G, of course, is our producer. Alex is our engineer. And it's Friday. That means Steve DeSager is at the anchor desk, and he'll keep us updated throughout the program. And my long-lost radio partner from many, many moons ago, Mr. Brian No.
No.
What is going on, Rob Parker? Good to be with you, man.
Man,
it has
what's
been
up?
A little bit, and it feels like it hasn't been long at all. Being reunited with you, this is like, what could I describe this as? This would be like the first bite of a succulent orange slice.
Man.
You know? Isn't that what it feels like, Rob?
I
don't know. It's the best I could come up with off the top of my head.
That's okay. How are you, man? You doing good? Obviously, you're on the weekends here at Fox Sports Radio. Tell everybody where they can hear you.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing, I don't want to let anything out of the bag. But
don't do anything. Okay, be careful.
I don't want to do anything too crazy, but we've been doing countdown to kickoff during the NFL season.
Right.
So it's probably going to be extended in the not too distant future. So watch for that. But you'll see me Saturdays, Sundays, or hear me Saturday, Sunday mornings here on Fox for sure.
Awesome. You ready to go? We got a lot to talk about.
Man, I am ready, Rob. I've been stretching. You know, I've done my calisthenics, or however you pronounce that word.
Calisthenics?
Yeah,
yes, something like that. Yeah.
Yep, something like that. I'm ready to go, man.
All right, well, let's start here. We know the combine's going on, and it's a dog and pony show, a waste of time for most people. I mean, there are, of course, a couple guys who wind up maybe improving their draft stock. But for the big boys, it's just a reason to put on tight tights and run around and, I don't know, get interviewed and take tests and all that kind of stuff to make the scouts and the GMs and the people feel like they have something worth doing. Okay. And I say that because how many times are people wrong on the draft and all that stuff? There's just so many mistakes and whatnot, people judging talent. But anyway, Caleb Williams, the USC quarterback, some people believe he will be the first overall pick. And Rob G., I want him to jump in because Caleb has gotten a reputation as basically being a diva because the late, you know, he's not throwing at the combine, which is not unique for a guy of that ilk. He's not taking a physical or being measured like livestock. He didn't have to do all that. So now people, because of that, Brian, no, you're one of those people in the camp that have a problem with Rob G. Just real quick, that's the biggest part about, right, that people have issues
that's
with.
The latest of it, because if you go back to when he was in college, you had speculation that, you know, his camp wanted to get a piece of whatever team drafts him.
Yeah.
You had
I never heard that out of his mouth, right?
No. Yeah. You had some speculation that, you know, he was more worried about his NIL money and than his team, and that's why during the bowl game that when the backup quarterback won, they're like, hey, we're a real team now. We're a real team. And people took that as a shot at him. And Brian Noe, friend of the show, in with you right now, Rob Parker, is one of those guys who thinks that Caleb Williams might be a little diva-ish.
All right. Well, then, Brian Noe, you have the floor because I'm ready to mop the floor with you, but Uh-oh. You go first.
You know what I'm sensing here, Rob? I am sensing from Caleb Williams – and most notably his dad, I am sensing high maintenance vibes. That's what I'm getting here. And let me not steer you from my central point here is, look, man, sometimes this comes with the territory. You know, there have been some great athletes, all-time athletes, that have been high maintenance guys. LeBron James is one of them. Aaron Rodgers is another one. The list goes on and on where high maintenance, they need a lot. They either need a lot of attention. They need a lot of things to go their way based on the organization. They just need a lot. I think Caleb Williams could be the next iteration of that. And I think this is more to do with his dad than it is him, Rob. But it's just been one thing after another, after another, after another. It's, hey, could my son get an ownership stake on top of his contract? Can that be a thing? It's like, okay, if that's just an isolated thing, I get you're trying to maximize your quarterback's worth. Nothing wrong with that. But then it becomes, well, what about this rookie wage scale? Do we need to be doing this? Are there any loopholes that we could expose? What's this with the eligibility rules and the medical testing? And what's up with the draft in general where the worst team gets the top pick? And why do we do it like that? It's just one thing after another, after another, after another. And so I'm sensing high maintenance vibes when it comes to maybe not just Caleb Williams, but Caleb, his dad, his camp, I think there's going to be a lot there. But as long as he's uber talented, which he is, and highly productive, which he might be, teams will put up with it. That's just the way it goes. But I think he's going to be the next guy there.
Well, this is my issue I have, and I got a big pushback. First of all, give me the sound where you heard Caleb Williams say any of the things that you just talked about. Because I know I didn't hear him say not one of those things.
Well, he talked about the medical stuff. He's like, I'm talking not testing about, for all these 32 teams. It's just going to be the teams
I'm talking
I
about.
With.
I want a part of the team. I don't want to play. I'm talking about that's the stuff.
That's all his dad.
Okay, so I haven't heard anything from Caleb's mouth. And you talk about high maintenance. Eli and his dad, right, forced his way out of San Diego. We're not going to the Chargers. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Would you call that high maintenance, or is that disruptive of what the NFL system was?
Well, that's the epitome of high maintenance right
there. Okay, and what happened with Eli Manning in his career?
He was mediocre and showed up in two big games.
There you go, but he won two Super Bowls. Say whatever you want. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. He has two signature throws. He beat Tom Brady twice, including the 18-0 Patriots. I'll take high maintenance if you produce.
That's what I'm saying, too.
All right, but wait. John Elway was supposed to go to the Baltimore Colts. Yes, people, before they moved to Indianapolis, they were the Baltimore Colts. No, I'm not going. He threatened to even go play for the Yankees who drafted him. And guess what? Went to Denver, Hall of Fame career, and 2 Super Bowls. Stop with all the outside noise that really doesn't matter. Brian, no shame on you.
Wow.
It's about talent.
Wow.
That's all that matters. I don't want a nice guy who follows the rules if he can't play. That doesn't matter to me. Oh, he's a nice guy. Oh, he does everything we tell him to do. Oh, he shakes and signs all the autographs and waves to all the kiddies. But he can't play. Who cares about that? What is that where we are? We're going to nitpick about stuff that people have to write because they need content in the offseason? I'm dead serious. If Caleb went to a mic and said some of that stuff, Brian, no, maybe I would buy into it. Maybe. But I think this whole idea of painting him as some diva, and I don't know if you want to deal with all that. All I know is that guy won the Heisman Trophy and kicked ass in college football when he played quarterback. And you know what? He's put himself in position to be the first overall pick. And if you're the damn Chicago Bears who haven't had a franchise quarterback since Moby Dick was a guppy, and you pass on this guy, you better get it right.
They'd be out of their minds to pass on him. Let me make that perfectly clear. To run it back with Justin Fields, whose passing numbers are in the toilet, would be a football crime. So I've never once said, no thanks, don't want him. I'm just saying there's going to be stuff that you're going to have to deal with, maybe with him specifically or his dad specifically, just the camp, the overall thing. There's going to be a lot of stuff there. Let me ask you this, Rob. If you had the choice, okay, you could either date a supermodel that comes with some high maintenance needs, you know? She's going to need this. She's going to need you to do that. She's going to need you to do this. Or you could date a supermodel with no high maintenance issues.
No
whatsoever.
Such thing.
let's suspend reality for a second.
No
which
such
are you signing
thing.
Up for? Which are you signing up for?
Well,
ideally, right, you'd want the no high maintenance girl. That's in an ideal world.
I get you. But here's why your argument just doesn't hold up. Let me tell you some of the quarterbacks who threw at the combine. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Mitch Trubisky. That worked out well. Oh, yeah, great.
Oh, I don't care about him not throwing.
How about
a lot of guys don't.
Sam Darnold, he threw at the I'm just talking about people who are making a big deal about him not throwing.
Josh Allen threw.
Josh Rosen. Marcus Mariota. Jameis Winston. Carson Wentz. I'm just saying, you get to watch the guy in college. He has a tape. You take a look at that in game action when it really matters. That's what I care about. Not the dog and pony show so that the NFL Network doesn't go black. They have to have something to put on. I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, I just, look, man, Aaron Rodgers is a good example. He was a high-maintenance dude for the better part of 2 decades, you know? And it finally got to a point where the Packers are like, okay, we just got to move on. We've got Jordan Love. Let's switch gears over here. Do you think they would have done that if Aaron Rodgers was a lot more easy to get along with? I'm not so sure they would have. So the high maintenance stuff, it makes an impact, just not the ultimate impact, Rob, where you might have to deal with some stuff that comes along with the territory. That's just the way it goes sometimes.
All right, 877-99 on Fox is the telephone number, 877-996-6369. And Brian Ngo in for Chris Broussard. And we're talking about Caleb Williams. And is he too high maintenance? Would you pass on him? Does it matter any of this other off-the-field stuff that maybe bothers some people, including Brian Ngo? It doesn't bother me one bit. It's about the talent for me. We want to hear from you. Would you pass on a guy or move on because he's got a little diva or is a little high maintenance, according to some people? Or is it strictly about talent? 877-99 on Fox. It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Brian Ngo, in for Chris Broussard, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For a possible fantasy supermodel with no high maintenance in the US of A?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker along with Brian No. That's right. In for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number 877-99 on Fox. For you laymen out there, 877-996-6369. And we're talking about Caleb Williams and whether or not his so-called high maintenance would bother you. Brian Noah is a little bothered by his camp and some of the stuff that's come out of it. I'm not bothered at all. It's about talent. We've seen other quarterbacks demand stuff. And guess what? Win Super Bowls. Eli Manning is a great example, who shunned the Chargers and said he wasn't going to San Diego, gets traded to the Giants, and guess what? Wins two Super Bowls and is headed to the Hall of Fame. 877-99 on Fox. All right, Brian, I know people want to jump in.
Okay, let's get right to it here. We've got our guy Emmett, blind Seahawks fan in Olympia. You're on the Odd Couple, Emmett. What's on your mind?
Rob Parker and Brian No, you know, two times talking in one day. Rob, I don't know if you heard this or, you know, new, but Brian No, he's the new Jonas Knox of Fox Sports Radio. He filled in for Ben, and now he's here.
Unbelievable, yes. Jonas Knox, and of course, Brian No and I. Brian, when did we do a show? We did a show, I think, after I did a show with Mark Willard, right?
That was it was probably
about two years ago. That long
years ago?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Two or three.
No. We've been doing this show for five. It was before that.
You've been doing it that long?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I thought it was right before.
It was before. Brian, this is our sixth year.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
Congratulations to you. Yeah, it was longer than two or three years ago.
Yes.
Then.
All right, go ahead.
I just want to say, too, Kerry Rhodes is an Odd Couple side piece now. It's confirmed. But yes. About this Caleb Williams stuff. Caleb Williams, he's a very, like, obviously he's one of the best talents, you know, that we've seen, you know, since Andrew Luck. You know, people are saying all that, so I think you'd kind of be dumb to pass on him. But at the same time, I'm not gonna discount, you know, his issues. I mean, the guy, he has all these, you know, like, just at like issues, like his dad, you know, jumping in, like Brian was saying. I mean, he refuses a medical, I think, which is a
Eli Manning's dad jumped in. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I don't think that, like, you know, it depends, because look, you don't want a difficult, like, situation, and if it's not the first overall pick, like, if it's, like, some average, like, mid to late first-round guy, I don't think I'm, like, doing it. Like, I think it would affect his stock, but Caleb Williams being Caleb Williams, you know, it's not affecting him at all. I agree with you on that part, Rob. And also, quickly, I want to say I would not be surprised if we saw more of this, because now these college guys, they're kind of getting egos. You know, they're making all this money. I mean, Caleb Williams, you know, through his USC career, made $10 million. So now these younger kids are getting money. It's going to get to their head. I would not be surprised if we see this more often now, Rob.
Yeah, right? Well, that could be the case because they are. All I know is when he was in college, I saw him on enough Wendy's commercials. But I'm not mad at him. The college, the coaches make a gazillion dollars, and they don't play one down. 877-99 on Fox.
We got Marcus in Seattle. Marcus, you're on The Odd Couple. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to say that when somebody says, oh, this guy's got all this talent, and I'm not really worried about his personality, I say I got two words for you. Ryan Leaf. There's a guy who had talent, and he was a disaster because of his personality.
Yeah, but I just gave you a couple other guys, too, who demanded. But Eli Manning, what was that? Forced his way out of the Chargers. I'm just saying. You could have looked at him. Okay. Somebody, maybe the Giants could have said, you know what? This guy might be a headache. We shouldn't take him. Look at that. He's going to do this now. He's doing it to the Chargers. What is he going to do when he gets to New York? And guess what he did? He won two Super Bowls.
Okay, Rob, I'll call you in 6 years, and I'll say – Ryan Leaf, and you'll say, yeah, buddy, you were right.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You can call me in 6 years because he won't be Ryan Leaf. He might not be the greatest quarterback ever, but he won't be Ryan Leaf. 877.
Okay, my friend.
Thank you. You too. 877-99 on Fox. Those are some
you are all riled up about this, Rob. You are.
It's called.
You're breathing fire already. No one said, no thanks, don't want him. All I'm saying is buckle up. All right, there's going to be some turbulence over the years in terms of high maintenance issues.
See, Brian?
It'd be like, remember with Kawhi Leonard and Uncle Dennis? Where it's like, okay, there's going to be a lot of stuff here. But no one's saying no to Kawhi Leonard. That's all I'm saying is there's going to be some high maintenance stuff with Caleb Williams and his camp, most notably his dad, over the years to come. I'd still sign up for it. But I'm just saying, I know what's around the corner here.
All right, 877-99 on Fox.
Okay, Scott is in North Carolina. You're on The Odd Couple, Scott. What's going on?
Hey, man, glad to be on the show again.
Thank you, buddy.
First thing, I actually don't think he's going to pan out to be like what everybody thinks he's going to be, Patrick Mahomes 2.0.
You didn't hear me mention that he's going to be Patrick Mahomes. I'm not in that camp of judging somebody like that. But I'm just saying, all I'm saying is I'm not going to, just because of stuff coming out or whatever, I'm going to turn my nose at him. Other guys have done this, and it's worked out.
No, definitely. And I think he deserved to have some say just because the kind of person he is and the work he's put in. So he kind of deserves to have some say-so. I just don't think he's going to turn out to be where everybody thinks he's going to be. But the Bears have to draft him just because of the position they're in.
If I'm the Bears, I have to draft him, and I have to, Brian. Thanks for the call, Brian. He's going to have to prove to me he can't play. I'm sorry. Yeah. If I'm the Bears, he's going to have to prove it. Because if you don't take him, my God.
It's a no-brainer. You take him, you reset the quarterback clock.
Yep.
He could be special. Worst case, he's going to be about the same production-wise as Justin Fields, who has not set the bar high in 3 years.
Thank you.
You take him, you don't even think twice about it. Tony is in D.C. You're on The Odd Couple, Tony. What's going on?
Fellas, what's good? Hey, Rob, you coming into D.C. this summer again, my man?
Yes. You know my best friend lives in Silver Spring, so I always come down for a Nationals game, some food and friends. So, yes, I will definitely be down.
Let me know, man, so we can link up again and have a drink again.
No doubt, my man.
You know what? I'm drafting them. And like I said, I think every athlete has a little bit of diva in them. If you really want to know what kind of guy he really is, just call USC and ask the equipment people, the people that work behind the scenes, hey, what kind of guy is he really? And then you'll find out how he treated them. That'll kind of give you a general, I guess, setting about what kind of guy he really is. But, you know, you got these parents that are all going to interfere. So,
and a lot of stuff, too, also, Tony, fringe people, brothers, cousins, start talking, tweeting stuff, you know what I mean? Oh, he won a piece of the franchise. You know, and before you know it, people are acting like Caleb actually said it. And that's the part that I just – you got to be real careful. If he steps up to a mic and he starts saying some stuff that maybe you would have questions with, that's different. I just haven't heard anything from him. All right.
Yeah.
Brian, no. You obviously haven't done a show with me before because you know I'm coming loaded for bear. Don't come in here with a half take,
okay? This is from the Rob Parker School of Radio. Twist your co-host's words into something that was never said. That's like Rob Parker 101 right there. Yeah, yeah. Well, if I'm like, hey, man, look out for Detroit. They could be tough next year. I'm not buying. The Lions are winning 5 straight Super Bowls like Brian No says they are, right? That's how you go.
There you go, Brian No. I do that. All right. All right, man. Coming up next, what are we doing next? We're going to talk about college football. Right? Did you send me a tease, Rob G? I mean, Rob G is the best producer going. All right. Brian and I don't agree on everything, but we do agree on this. How's that? All right. We'll get to that next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker along with Brian No in for the vacation and Chris Broussard. We're expecting him back on Monday, so you can mark your calendar for that.
Where's he at, Rob? You know?
I do not know. Chris is doing God's work. He's all over the place, but I'm not sure if they're on any kind of like trip or anything.
Secretive.
Oh, okay. So Rob G says Aruba. Maybe they're in Aruba.
Aruba?
Yep.
Okay.
So they're very nice, you know? I mean, time off, vacation, wife, family. I love it. Then they got guys like me and Brian. You know what I'm saying?
<That's right.
laughs> You know what I'm saying. All right, Brian, we don't agree on a lot of stuff, but we do agree on this one.
Okay.
Here we go. They haven't even played the 12-team college playoff, man. And they're already looking to expand it to 14. How many bad college playoff games do we have to watch to realize there aren't even enough to get 4 good teams to play and have some great games or some competition? What? The money grab is disgusting. I just cannot get over it. You're a big college football guy. I mean, this got to make you sick.
It does. It really does, Rob, because they're talking about this 14-team model, and we're talking about all these automatic qualifying spots where you'd have 3 automatic spots for SEC teams, 3 automatic spots for Big Ten teams. So they get more than anybody else automatically. I don't like that to begin with. Where imagine if there's a team that finishes 2nd or 3rd in their conference, they're not in the top 14, yet they're going to the playoff. I don't like that. And the thing I hate the most, they're talking about the SEC and the Big Ten, Rob. They're locked in to either be the 1 or 2 seed. They always get the automatic bye. Think if the NFL did that. What if the NFL said, hey, if you win the AFC North or you win the NFC East, you get a bye automatically. Doesn't matter if you've got the 4th best record in your conference, you get a bye just because you won your division. We'd be like, what kind of system is that? That's what they're talking about in college football, to have the Big Ten and SEC winners always get that first round bye. It's like, bro, you only have to win 3 games to win the whole thing. Everybody else would have to win 4 games.
Right.
That's just an unfair advantage.
It is so bad and so obvious. You know, they want the big programs. They want the programs that travel well. That's what they want. They want to be able to maximize and make as much money as they can. And they have killed, like, the regular season.
Yeah,
I mean, it can't have the same effect, Brian, right? It just can't.
Yeah, and they don't even care.
No, they don't.
They don't care. The SEC and the Big Ten, if they could get the automatic spots that they want, the money that they want, the power that they want, they don't care. They don't care at all what happens to the overall landscape of college football. It's just sad, man. I love college football. They are slowly destroying it, and that's not an overreaction. It's going to be completely different than what you grew up watching with the importance of the regular season. I just hate what they're doing, man. It's just greed, greed, greed. It's such a money grab. It's like you can see right through all of their moves.
It reminds me a little bit of, and I just in a different way, but it reminds me of boxing too. Boxing a long time ago for the money, right? They took the fights off of free TV. They stopped broadcasting fights on the radio. You know, like it was all, everything was pay-per-view and everything started at midnight Eastern. Do you know how many generation of kids didn't grow up with boxing? Never saw. I always feel like this. I know I'm the old guy, you know, hey, you kids get off my lawn. But I saw Muhammad Ali fight Jimmy Young on a Saturday afternoon on ABC Wide World of Sports. Can you imagine that? On free TV.
Yeah.
And what you're doing here is just, it doesn't matter about the traditions. Who cares that USC's in the Big Ten? I mean, like they just don't care about any kind of tradition. All they care about is let's make college football like the NFL. Eventually, right, it's going to be two conferences and all these teams. That's what they're going to do. Brian, it's there. I see it.
I know. It's moving toward that spot. And I like the comparison, Rob, because you think about the similarities. Sometimes you just think we're so powerful right now. It's almost like we can't do anything wrong to the point where it's going to completely hurt the sport and the popularity. It's just like, ah, they'll get over it. You know what I mean? Like, that's how decision makers react. Of like, they'll get over it. Yeah, they'll whine and complain a little bit, but
and
they'll
still show
be
up. They'll show
watch.
Up on Saturdays. What else are they going to do in Oregon on Saturdays in the fall? Seriously, like, right. Like that's what they think. Like,
I know, but just like boxing, if you make enough missteps, and you do enough things wrong, don't be shocked when it's not going to happen next year, but years from now. It doesn't resemble the product that we've known it to be for so long. Don't be shocked if that does happen. You keep screwing this thing up.
And then those kids who now look like, oh, well, we don't need to worry about the regular season. They're going to make it anyway. You know, like we can discount that. Maybe you still have the old people, the older people who are used to it and still want to do that. But the younger people, that's why I brought up the boxing thing. You know, like you don't grow up with it. You don't have the natural rivalries anymore. None of that matters.
I know it. It's crazy. We haven't even had 1 year of 12 teams. And they're already talking about 14. And that's what I wonder, Rob, is like, where is this going to ultimately end up? You have no idea in college football. All this stuff is changing. Realignment, expansion. It's like, what is it going to look like? That's just what I want to know.
It's going to be a mess, no doubt about it. All right, are the Chiefs on the verge of losing another superstar player during the Mahomes era? It seems like it's every year now, but we'll get into that next. It is the Odd Couple. Rob Parker and Brian Ngo in for Chris Broussard on this funky Flashback Friday. And you know what? This is the Odd Couple. Stick and stay.
America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky Flashback Friday. Indeed, Rob Parker along with Brian Ngo in for Chris Broussard coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And guess what, Brian O? It is time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
And if you guys ever see Shekel City on social media, that's because Elijah is the man. He gets it done for me every single time. All right, here we go. Shekel City for tonight. I got the Bucks minus 4.5. They're in Chicago taking on the Bulls. That's my best bet, Bucks minus 4.5. Timberwolves minus 6.5. They host the Kings. And the Blazers plus 1.5 at the Grizzlies. So Blazers plus 1.5. T-Wolves minus 6.5. And the Bucks, who have seemed to turn it around, have turned it around a little bit. Bucks minus 4.5 on the road in the Windy City. And remember, Brian, no, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
Are you going to parlay that, Rob? Are you going single bets here?
No, I do. I always do three games, and I would play the parlay. You know, you put down a little $25, $50, and it's worth it. That's all you got to do. A couple shekels, and it's good. All right, Brian, no, here's my issue. When Patrick Mahomes had signed his original, that big contract, and he was giving the Chiefs a hometown discount and all that other garbage, and they bamboozled him, and they told him that, oh, you know, if you don't take as much, you know what'll happen, right? We'll be able to hold on to this team, and you'll be, and we'll be able to win, and everybody will be good, and we'll, okay. So now here we go. Snead is the latest, right, where it looks like they might, what, trade him?
They're going to tag him.
Or tag him, you know, because, again, they don't want to pay, right? They can't. So that's why, Brian, no, you can't be worried about the organization, what they're doing, why you should give them a, cut them a break, and all this other stuff that they try to make you feel guilty about, because they don't hold up to the end of the bargain.
No, I see what you're saying. I hear you. And it's pretty wild to think that they're probably going to tag him and they might lose him for nothing. We're talking about the transition tag. So it's like, but the thing with Kansas City, Rob, is think about this with Tyreek Hill. They had their number. They were not going to exceed it. And they traded Tyreek Hill and were like, my goodness, you're trading that guy? And then they went on to win the last two Super Bowls. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's only because Kyle Shanahan is the coach. I'm just saying. No, I'm just
That didn't explain it against the Eagles. I know. Yeah, I hear you.
Kyle Shanahan has helped Kansas City, I mean, for real, two 10-point fourth quarter leads to win Super Bowls. We might be talking differently about Kansas City, you know what I mean, and their moves, if it wasn't for that. But my point is, whether they win or not or are able to do it, is just the narrative that, you know, help us and we'll keep people together is what I'm saying. It's just, it's a phony narrative.
Well, that's the other part of this, is how much of it was the Chiefs, you know, basically seducing Mahomes into thinking, hey, you take a little bit of a hometown discount, and we'll give you all the bells and whistles. The supporting cast is going to be amazing. How much was it them selling it, and how much of it was Mahomes saying, I know I could command top dollar. I could command an even greater contract, but I want to put the franchise in a position where we're going to win, where I'm not taking way more of the salary cap, and we're going to have to skimp even more so than we already are doing. So I don't know how much of it was the organization and how much of it was Mahomes. He knows what's going on here, Rob.
But he left
some cash on the table, there's no doubt.
But they've also lost, you know, Pro Bowlers along the way. Tyreek Hill, we talked about. Orlando Brown, Honey Badger, and now maybe Snead. I'm just saying, like that conversation, it's the same thing, the reason why I'm against the salary cap. The salary cap is another, it's just fraudulent. Because we can give everybody the same amount of money, but if you have a bad GM, or you make a mistake, or you know what I mean? You don't evaluate people right. They pay, you're the Giants, and you give Daniel Jones $45 million. Like, those are the issues that I have, is that having the same amount of money to spend does not mean that everyone's going to have a chance in winning, because we just saw it, right? Kansas City keeps winning. We saw the Patriots win. We've seen just a handful of teams win. None of it really matters because it's not spent the same way. That's why I have an issue with it.
Well, I hear you, but it really is just what it is. It's the ultimate, you know, expression in sports where it literally is a cap. Where think about it this way, Rob, if there wasn't a cap and the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes and they could splurge and they could keep Tyreek Hill.
But it's a soft cap anyway, because they could, if they really wanted to, they could kick the can down the road. It can be done. We've had NFL GMs. This is just what their business model, that they don't have to pay the players. If they
can't keep everybody.
No,
you
but
can't
you
keep everybody.
But you can spread out the money. You can do stuff and be creative if you really wanted to.
But what I'm saying is, even if it being 255, right? That's what it's going to be this upcoming season. With Mahomes making what he's going to make, you can't keep Mahomes and Chris Jones and Tyreek Hill and L'Jarius Sneed. You can't keep everybody. That's what the cap is designed to do. It limits what you can spend on one particular team. I think the NFL is better that way. I think it's better going into next season. Like, what are the Chiefs going to look like if they don't have
L'Jarius Sneed? Yeah, but that didn't work. Is what I'm trying to say is, like, it didn't. Even the Patriots, they kept winning, and they didn't pay people. They moved off of people. You lose people all the time. I'm just saying, I think it's an artificial number that just is really about the owners holding on to, you know, as much money as they want. I mean, they use it as we're trying to make it fair for everybody. The Saints went $30 million under the cap, right? Went from $30 million under the cap to $20 million under the cap in one season so they could sign Derek Carr. So you can spend money if you really want to. There's a way of doing it. Just kick the can down the road.
I'll meet you halfway, okay?
Okay.
I hear you in terms of the players making top dollar. It limits what they can make.
Only because in a free market system,
right,
you get paid what you're worth, and the system will figure itself out, right?
Totally.
Instead of paying the position of quarterback, you pay the player. You know what I mean? So I don't care if Daniel Jones is next up and you paid the other quarterback $50 million. Do you see what I'm saying?
I get it. You pay him
based on his ability, not his position.
It limits what players can make, because the free market, they would make more.
Absolutely.
So I don't like it from that. But the worst thing they could do from an entertainment perspective is be like Major League Baseball. You would truly have the haves and the have-nots in football.
Yeah,
the system is
way better. The Texas Rangers won the World Series last year. And the Arizona Diamondbacks win it as well. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Hour number two coming up. Stick and stay.
America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.